Let us pray. God of life, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our minds and hearts lead us to deeper understanding of you and the love you call us to live. Amen. I know it's only February, but every once in a while, I find myself thinking about and imagining being at our cottage in Nova Scotia, along the shoreline of the Northumberland Strait. Maybe it's because it's February. Each year, when we get to the cottage, one of the things we do is to go and look at the shoreline, the beach, to see how it's changed over the winter. Last year, we noticed great changes as Hurricane Fiona in September 2022, had shifted a lot of rock and sand around. Well, I've known that shore since 1968, and each year it's been different than the year before. The amount of rock that we have to climb over to get to the sand varies. The size and the shape of the sandbars are different. The amount of erosion on the bank varies. A number of years ago, I read the book The Living Beach by Silver Donald Cameron and was fascinated by the blend of scientific information and the poetic description of the beach, the shorelines of oceans and lakes. The beach is geographically a place of transition. As the sand shifts and moves to give the shoreline some stability amidst the ebb and flow of the water, especially amidst the storm. So after reading and experiencing that transitional meaning of shorelines, I have enriched understanding of the stories of Scripture that take place on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Because each of those in stories involves some sort of transition for the characters in the story. Today we have heard the Gospel of Luke's account of the calling of the first disciples. And it happens on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. This story focuses on Simon Peter and his response to the encounter with Jesus and fishing in the boat with an abundance of fish. Today we begin a Lenten series where we will focus on the stories that trace the development of Peter as a disciple. And one of the first things to realize is that when this character is first introduced in the scripture, he's called Simon. And then later he becomes Peter. So when we're talking Simon or Peter, we're talking about the same guy. The framework for this series has been developed by A Sanctified Art, which is a collective of ministers and artists that are offering their gifts to the church at large. The series for Lent is entitled Wondering Heart, and the subtitle is Figuring Out Faith with Peter. So each week we'll be hearing one of the stories that tells us something about Peter, something about figuring out faith with him. We will be jumping around the four Gospels as we trace the path of discipleship. The gift of the character of Peter is that his path is not straight. but wanders around. We get the impression that Peter was an extrovert who did a lot of his thinking out loud. So we are able to know some of his wandering heart and mind. The title, A Wandering Heart, is inspired by the hymn that we sang at the beginning of the service, Come, O Font of Every Blessing. And each weekly theme will also be a phrase from the lyrics that Robert Robertson wrote in 1758. So this week, the theme is Jesus Sought Me. Because we just sang, Jesus sought me when a stranger. So in the gospel story, Peter is sought by Jesus. Peter is called by Jesus. Peter is invited to follow Jesus. And as we read the story, it seems like such a quick, impulsive decision by him to leave the nets, still full of fish, to leave the nets behind to follow. In Matthew and Mark, this story is placed at the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. In Luke, Jesus has already been teaching and healing, and as we heard, a large crowd had gathered on the shore to see and to hear and to experience his teaching and his charisma. The verses that immediately precede this story speak of the evening before, when Jesus was at Simon Peter's house, and his healing power was known, as Simon Peter's mother-in-law was living with a high fever, which broke. But Jesus and Simon Peter were probably still strangers. I so wish that one of the gospel writers had offered some more of Peter's backstory before he appears on the scene. It might help to know why he made the decision to follow. Tuesday morning, a group of us gathered on Zoom to begin a scripture exploration series that's going to follow these stories. And we were discussing the stories, and a couple of the participants talked about the series, The Chosen, and the backstory that they give Peter. While I haven't had a chance to watch the series on Netflix yet, I did read the commentary from the artist who created the painting that is on the bulletin cover today. The painting is entitled River of Grace, and it's by the Reverend Lise Gwynne Garrity. She picks up on Peter's initial response to the invitation when he says, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. I don't know if the artist had watched The Chosen or if they have a common source, but the information she offers was very similar to what was retold on Tuesday from The Chosen. She writes, Peter was a commercial fisherman based in Galilee. He was most likely bilingual, speaking Aramaic and Greek, culturally influenced by both Judaism and Hellenism. His business would have been under oppressive control of the Roman government, which arbitrarily imposed harsh rental and harbor fees, fishing license, and taxes on domestic fishermen. He was likely a blue-collar worker daily constrained by tithes and taxes. With this backstory in mind, we may hear Peter's response to the abundant catch of fish with fresh ears, because there's so many messages within his protest. I'm not prepared, I'm not capable, I'm not deserving, I'm not faithful enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not the type you're looking for. And whether Jesus knew all that or not, Jesus sought Simon Peter and invited him to follow. I wonder if Peter knew all that that choice would mean for his future. If he had known all that it would mean, would he have still left the nets and followed? But when can we know all the implications of a choice we make? As we seek to find ourselves in the story, maybe we are bringing to mind those moments of transition in our lives, those places of transition, those times when we have made decisions that have affected the path of our lives. Maybe there have been moments or opportunities or invitations when the initial impulse of response has been, I'm not capable, I'm not prepared, I'm not deserving, I'm not qualified, I'm not worthy. Face such a challenge or undertake such a calling. Maybe we have wondered what someone sees in us, that we are being asked, that we are being invited into a new venture. And yet in the wondering and the discerning, there have been moments of grace, of assurance, of strength found to enable the risk and courage of response and openness to possibility. And the moments of transition are not always the big transitions or decisions of our lives. But they can also be those prompts that lead us to initiate conversation or to offer compassion or to move beyond fear or hurt, to imagine how a need can be met. One of the truths of this story of Peter in transition was that he was able to experience the gift of abundance, not just the fish, but also the abundance of grace and worth offered in the invitation to see his life in a new way. Jesus seeks each of us with a sense of love and worth that is filled with grace and assurance. We may not feel qualified or prepared or worthy, and yet the invitation is not dependent on who we've been or what we've done, but is based on who we are and who we may become. One of the contributors to A Sanctified Art is the Reverend Sarah Speed, who offers a poem for each week of this Lenten season. And this week, she offers a poem entitled All This Time. I put my headphones in. I walk quickly. I look toward the ground. I create 1 million barriers of independence. But still, God seeks after me. God leans a rainbow over the sky. God sends sun after the rain. God blankets the earth with wildflowers. God allows music to carry and laughter to rise, all so that I might notice. And when I do notice, the unfurling that begins in my soul is slow and holy and burning. I am not alone. God has been chasing after me. all this time. All this time, God is inviting us into deeper connection and communion. So at those lakeshore moments and experiences, may we have the courage to respond to the invitation into the fullness of life. Amen.